We have on the line the CEO of the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission, George Smith Graham, to respond to concerns of NAGRAT. Mr. Graham, what is the commission doing about the concerns raised by the graduate teachers?
Thank you very much, and let me say good afternoon to all your listeners. I've not seen the press statement myself, but if the commission you've given me is anything to go by, you mentioned that they indicated, they mentioned the category 2 and 3 allowances, market premium, annual increment credit, and then vehicle maintenance allowance. First of all, I think that before we went on our next month's break, most of these issues have been discussed with all our stakeholders, with NAGRAT presidents. Now, we know that the category 2 and 3 allowances are not just allowances that you go, you sit down and negotiate. A second car analysis will have to go into the figures. So that if even you take the vehicle maintenance we are talking about here, which will be part of those allowances. If we are going to pay those allowances, what figure in the view of the whole, all our stakeholders and everybody, will be the most appropriate figure to be paid or to be negotiated? It is for this reason that we agreed at our last public service joint standing negotiation committee meeting that we set up a technical committee and a post-migration implementation committee. This group has been set up. The group has started working. They are already doing the analysis or whatever of these categories, 2 and 3 allowances, and all the other issues that will come up. At the end of it all, the recommendations will come, and the teacher unions have a strong representation in there. Because organized labor has 6 member representation in this group. And so we are expecting that we will all be patient and make sure that we work on these issues and live within this first quarter of the year and get all these things sorted out. It is not as if we've not discussed with our stakeholders. We have done a very detailed and thorough discussion with our stakeholders, and they know exactly where we've got into. We have announced the establishment of the committee. The Minister of Finance, outgoing Minister of Finance and Economic Planning, Dr. Dupo, has inaugurated the committee. The committee has started meeting already. I didn't understand that they are supposed to meet again next week or something. So work is already ongoing on this matter in terms of the category 2 and 3 allowances and any other issue that has to do with the post-migration. So I think that not that we need to be a little patient with that in terms of this policy. This is a policy that a lot of thinking will have to go into it so we don't destroy it in the long run. The other issue they raise is the annual increment credit. The annual increment credit is a post-migration issue. It's a huge challenge that we as Service and Salaries Commission have been very open and frank with them in terms of its implementation challenges. Because we will not have any challenge if we take levels 1 to about level 20 thereabout. From level 20 upwards, there's a huge challenge that we are facing when it comes to this annual increment. And it is one of the issues that this group will tackle. And we will know exactly how to approach this issue. And affect everybody in the public sector, not only in the teaching field. Every single public sector institution is affected by this arrangement. And I think that we all need to be patient and get things done in the way that when we start implementing, we all know that we are implementing something that is a good, that is sustainable, and that is going to help everybody. The final thing I have seen is the market premium. Market premium is not a negotiable thing. Market premium is an amount of money, a premium that government is placing on a scheme that government thinks that is cast and on the market. There may be the general education service that are cast, and therefore government may place premium on them. This market premium guideline is before cabinet. Cabinet has set up a very high power committee to even look at this market premium issues, chaired by the vice president himself. And all this work is going on, and it's not as if nothing is being done. So my appeal to NAGRAT, yeah, they need to be a little patient and ensure that we work on this policy gradually, and so that at the end of it all, we'll make sure that the policy that we have is a policy that will stand the test of time, and not a policy that will crumble just in the middle of implementation.
Mr. Graham, is it that you've not communicated the steps you are taking to address their concerns, that members of NAGRAT are still aggrieved?
that worry. You see, that is my personal worry, because every single thing that I have mentioned to you today are things that we discussed at a public services joint standing negotiation committee. So far as I'm concerned, that is the highest decision-making body when it comes to the implementation of the census plan. That's the highest making decision body. And NASDAQ was present. They've always been present in our meetings. So if pressure is coming, for instance, from the Rankafa, I understand the leadership of the union. Because sometimes what happens is that the pressure does not come necessarily come from the leadership. The pressure comes from the rank and file. And so if the leadership were part of any meeting, it behooves on the leadership to explain the matter to the rank and file. That these are the steps that are being taken. So the rank and file will also understand. Because it's very major policy that nobody can discount. And they are aware. As a commission, we have been very, very transparent. We are required by the Law Establishing Act to work as transparently as possible. See, so that is exactly the situation. So sometimes when these press conferences come, it becomes a bit difficult for us to understand when we have been very open and transparent to all our stakeholders.
Mr. Graham, NAGRAT has issued an ultimatum which ends next week Friday. Do you hope to reach a compromise by then or before then?
It's not a matter of reaching a compromise between now and then, because I am not even a member of the committee. The committee is there. They have their chairman. They have everybody, and they are working. What we will do will be to immediately invite NAGRAT and let them understand if there is anything that they need to understand. If there is any communication gap that has been created in there, then we can sit down with them and address those issues. So we will see how best we can move it. It's not about fair release coming out to say that by next week Friday, yes, indeed, we can meet the your deadline. When the committee is working and the committee has not even submitted its report to us. And it's a very high-powered committee. And as I mentioned earlier on, it has six representation from organized labor with a very strong representation from the teacher unions. And others coming from Ministry of Finance and Economic Planning, others coming from Fair Rate Exercise Commission, Control and Accountant General Department, and Ghana Statistical Service. We want to do a good job. We want to do a very detailed job. We want to do a very thorough job. So at the end of the day, when you are implementing a policy, you know that you are implementing a policy that a lot of thinking has gone into the decisions that you take.
Thank you very much, Mr. Graham. That will be all for now. Well, the CEO of the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission, George Smith Graham.